Hey, what's up, you hooligans? We're back with episode two, Southern Sports Talk. In today's episode, we're gonna recap the weekend. I don't know what the hell LSU's doing. We're gonna talk about college football playoff expanding to 12 teams. Gonna give an update on NASCAR, the pennant race. Talk about Spencer Strider, and we're gonna talk about the college football rankings. And we're gonna talk about the NFL. Week one.
Yeah, week one right around the corner. And I mean, breaking news in already. Dallas Cowboys have been eliminated from playoff contention. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone, though.
Holy
So,
smokes. I don't think that's really breaking news.
no, it's not. It's just a fun joke we're going to plug in here and there in this podcast. We don't like the Cowboys. I don't, maybe you guys can pick up on that.
We do not like the Cowboys. They are not America's team. No one calls them America's team except themselves.
And people over the age of 45.
All right, let's get started with this weekend recap of college football. It was a great week.
Great
Great
weekend.
Thursday to Monday. It's a great weekend.
I mean, Monday night's game wasn't that great. Clemson did what they
Monday night's
should have
game was
done.
good for about a quarter and a half.
Yeah, about the first half,
We
yeah.
had some good games. We had some good game Thursday here. Oklahoma State giving up 44 to Central Michigan.
No
I don't think we're going to
defense in
talk
the
much
Big
about that.
12.
It's Big 12 for you.
Yeah, no defense in the Big 12.
Probably one of the better games before Saturday, or one of the only games, really. Pitt and West Virginia.
That was a good one.
Barn burner.
I know I went with West Virginia in that, and they fought to the end. And I think you pick Pitt, right?
I picked Pitt at home.
Yeah. So.
Can't even speak.
Yeah, I went with West Virginia. It was a good game though. It was a I didn't what I didn't realize from that game that it was actually a rivalry game that from like years back.
Yeah, and it's been on a hiatus when they were in
Yeah.
the, I believe it was the Big East.
I think they're gonna bring that back though and have it every year. It's
Yeah, it was a
really
great game, it's a great atmosphere.
great.
I really enjoyed. It was really, really, really well broadcasted and very fun to watch. All right, moving on here, we gotta talk about this one. You're an Alabama fan, huh? Alabama did what they were supposed to do.
I
Number
will
one
say this
team
about
showed why.
Alabama. I will say this. They did not look great on the offensive front. They did not seem to get a lot of
Yeah, well, they
push.
were shut out in the fourth quarter, so yeah, you guys suck.
They did not get good push all game, and I think that's concerning when you look at who they played. So we'll have to see. They got Texas this week. We'll talk about that later. But moving on with their schedule, if they don't figure out the O-line, there's going to be some issues, I think.
Yeah, not against LSU, but we'll get into that. I'm looking at the leading passer, leading rusher from that game while I'm over here recapping the weekend. We got Bryce Young, leading passer, obviously 5 touchdowns. A little sleeper here, though. We got the leading rusher, Bryce Young, 5 carries for 100 yards. That's pretty
Yeah,
good.
no,
Impressive.
I don't know what Alabama's total rush yards were for the game, but
I
like
got you. Hang on.
yeah,
Pull up
there
the
yeah, pull it
stats.
up because I think there was a stat too. Most
So
of their
total rushing
yardage,
yards for Alabama, we had 278.
278,
278.
yeah,
So he
and
had
100
about
and
half.
yeah, 130 or 40 came on like a play, like three plays or something like that. So it's like it's not impressive as it sounds. So it, like I said, there's a lot
Oh,
that
well,
Alabama's got to.
559 yards to 136 is pretty impressive.
Yeah, Alabama's gonna have a lot to improve on, and like I said, we'll get into it later. But if they don't fix some stuff, it's gonna be a long year.
Right here, the first game we were both wrong about was Ohio State and Notre Dame.
Oh man.
Nail biter.
I'll say this, what you guys will learn about us. We're gonna eat our words, and we're about to because I'm pretty sure we both said that
We ate
Ohio
them.
State was gonna blow them out, and Notre Dame gave a good fight. I was very
I mean,
surprised.
the 21-10, I think honestly it was more 14-10. It's kind of a closeout touchdown. It doesn't tell the story of the game.
No, that
But,
score is not
I
the
mean, I don't
story
know
of
if
the
Notre
game.
Dame is good. Ohio State is trying to figure it out. But I can tell you one team that's clear-cut, probably the best team right now, is Georgia.
Georgia? Yeah, Georgia. Well, I want to back up a
Oregon,
little second.
obviously
On
overranked.
Ohio State real quick. I think the thing that should be concerning for them is that they were told supposedly had one of the best offenses in the country, and
I did not see
that Saturday night. But yeah, but let's move on to Georgia, man. What a win! I think Oregon's overrated. I don't know.
We called this one. We said Oregon was gonna get blown out.
Yeah, we kind of knew that. I think Oregon was overrated at 11, and this is kind of going to jump us into the next topic too with the preseason rankings. I mean, because when you look at 11 ranked Oregon versus number 3 Georgia, 10 years ago that was a good game, but the rankings are so I don't even know where to begin on it.
Skewed.
Yeah, it's because how does Oregon get number 11? How does a team like Utah, who we watched lose in the swamp, how are they 7th? They didn't look like a 7th ranked team Saturday night or afternoon. So
this is what's so bad about preseason rankings. We don't know. You don't know enough.
You're going off of last season and returning
Florida
players.
Should Florida have been ranked? Like, that's how you don't know. Should Florida be the number 11 team?
Let's look at it. Maybe they should, because what did they jump to after this win this past weekend? They're number 12 in the country after being unranked. So my thought process
I don't know how
is,
far to the rankings they are.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I think
one,
they were
see,
right
let
there
see.
To
let me
go.
Let see where they are in the preseason.
I don't think they were ranked. I mean, I know they weren't ranked in the top 25, but I don't – they had to have been right there on the verge.
They were about 37th, it looks like. They're about 37th. They were
so
behind. You're
telling
they were behind Tennessee, Texas, Iowa, Penn State, and LSU.
You're telling me that beating the number 7 team in the country jumps you from 37th to 12th. When a team like I personally, not saying Florida State should be
12th. 38th.
Yeah, not saying that Florida State should be 12th, but I feel like they should be in the top 25 somewhere.
Virtual home game for LSU. We're not there yet. We're getting to it. Some other scores. NC State getting away with one.
Yeah, NC State squeaked
LSU
by.
LSU Florida State right there. Missed an extra point at the end.
Yeah, missed an extra point right at the end of the game to tie it up. And that it was eerily similar to Florida State LSU, honestly. I don't know if you watched it, but it was eerily similar. They drove down the field, scored, and you're like, okay, it's going to overtime, and then they missed the PAT.
Let's move on to a little snippet here with Miami scoring 70. Miami's back. That's it. That's the snippet.
Miami's back. I do believe that the ACC is up for grabs after week one. There's not a clear-cut team for me right now that stands out. Clemson is probably everybody's go-to. And I know Miami played Bethune-Cookman, but just the way they played and the Florida State, they're 2-0. And Florida State's got a good football team. I don't think LSU should be down.
They're very well coached.
And I, like I said, I think we can go ahead and jump into that game. I watched most of it, and just I think that was one of probably the game of the weekend. And we said that last week. That was probably one of the better games, and it was.
It definitely lived up to the hype.
It didn't have any hype earlier that it should have.
Talking earlier about the roller coaster of emotions that both fan bases went through.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'll tell you firsthand of the one I went through.
Yeah, I want to hear just like, since you're an LSU fan, just like basically the last, like, what was it, probably 3 minutes of the game, just like everything that occurred was
just
like.
Yeah, about 4 minutes. Let me make sure I get this right when they scored that touchdown to go up 24. So there's 9 minutes left in the fourth. They went up 24-10. And we just went on, no scoring. About 4 minutes left is when we got it to 24-17. And I thought the game was over when we gave up that the muff punt, the second muff punt. And for some reason, Florida State tries to toss the ball and did not go well.
Let me ask you right here.
And we recovered
it. Did you laugh? Did you
run the 1 yard line?
Ball?
Well, I was sipping on some strong because we were losing. I was just in disbelief that they actually fumbled it and we actually recovered it. Because you know how many times people can fumble the ball and you don't recover it.
Happens a lot more.
Yeah,
than
we recovered that. I believe in Jaden Daniels to drive us down the field. And people could say they were in prevent defense, but you're not in prevent defense when you get past the 50. Easily got past the 50. Chunk play on chunk play.
I'd say there's a point where you're, as a defensive coordinator, you're like, okay, they're just throwing little 10-yard, 15-yard short routes. We're playing the deep ball. So, like you said, probably about the 50, 45, 40, somewhere around in there, it's like, okay, let's jump in our regular defense. And LSU still just pretty much pounded the ball down their throat. Just, I mean, that quarterback, I think he's the guy. That's why I said don't count LSU out.
Yeah, I think he had a really good day for what I will eat my words also on the offensive and defensive fronts that we got tore up all game.
To be fair, y'all lost one of your probably better players really early in that game.
For celebrating. You hate to see it because we're talking about kids here. And it sucks.
Speaking of talking about kids, what is up
with
fans?
We're jumping
around
too much, I'll tell you right now.
Nah, this has to do with what you're talking about. What is up with fans and threatening players, like sending threats? And like,
I think what it is, a lot of people get too caught up in it and they just forget that at the end of the day, I look at it more than a game, but at the end of the day, it's just a game. And we're talking about 20-year-old kids.
Yeah, 18 to 22,
and we have
23-year-old kids.
You threaten them enough where they have to shut down their social medias because they don't want to see
it's
it
ridiculous.
And deal with it. Yeah, I think
ridiculous.
It's awful.
It's so stupid.
Anyways, all right, let's jump back to what I was going through.
It just fit too perfect.
We go 99 yards in 11 plays, minute 20, scored the touchdown. And after watching that up and down emotion, I just said, make the PAT. And the second time in the game, our kick got blocked from the same spot. I don't know how hard it is to protect the inside. I played football and always taught inside first because it's tougher to get beat around the edge.
It's way tougher.
And
to get
we just
beat
let them through.
The edge.
And that's one of the games you don't want to be on the losing side of.
No.
I think LSU still – I think we're still a good team. We just got a lot of stuff to clean up. But the fight we showed being down 24-10, I'm happy with
saying.
It. You gotta take
you're
victory.
Basically on your deathbed right there, 24-10, 9 minutes to go. It's like
a lot of teams could have given up and just not even tried. We brought it back, should have tied it, should have been an OT, could have gone for two. Easy to say in hindsight, they weren't gonna stop us on the goal line. We could have ran it, thrown it, it didn't matter. They weren't gonna stop that. But it's easy to say in hindsight, I like our chances in overtime too, the way we just marched down the field.
That's what I was just thinking, like
might end up being one of the games of the year.
As a coach in that situation, it's, okay, do we go for two for the win and then everybody hates me because I didn't kick the PAT? Or just kick the PAT, take all the momentum that you just garnered into overtime? I personally think it was the right call, kick the PAT, go into OT. Just so happens you miss, you get it blocked. It's unfortunate. Over the years,
I agree with that too, but this
PATs
was a really good
scene.
It's rare. I think Brian Kelly being the new coach there, I think you make a statement, go for two, and show them what you're there for. You're there to win.
Yeah, and if you miss it, maybe, just maybe, it's like, you know.
I'd rather – I don't even know because it didn't happen.
That's what I'm,
but I don't
that's
know
what
if
I'm
rather
saying.
Have
how
us
would
not
the,
gotten two.
How would the fans resonate with that kind of thing? Like, you go
it
for
would,
two and don't get it.
It was
with
a catch-22. You're screwed or you're screwed.
Yeah, I mean, but again, like you said, probably if not the game of the year, it's up there, top five. It'll be in the top two or three when they do that at the end of the year. I hope we have several more college football games like that because just being able to watch that as a neutral fan, it was awesome. Like just not having a dog in the fight, just
I
not really pulling for anybody.
I got about three more games I want to talk about before we move on. We got Arkansas. Perfect. ruining Cincinnati's playoff hopes.
Yeah, well,
Arkansas,
I will say this.
Arkansas is building some momentum.
I don't think Arkansas looked very good in that game. Maybe Cincinnati's just a bigger dog than I thought they were. Maybe they can compete with these better schools.
Not a bad team.
No, they're not. And I think you go back to the playoff last year, Alabama let off. I mean, they let off early too, but that game was only a two or three score game. I mean, I think Cincinnati's got a good ball club. It's just they just don't have it yet. That's why Arkansas is a top 10 team in my opinion, and they showed it Saturday. They played
Arkansas
tough,
is looking really good.
They played a tough Cincinnati team. Yeah, they're and I hope they keep that chip on their shoulder the whole year, because that's the only way they're going to continue to win. It's continue to be underestimated and think that they're underrated and all that.
And I'm not sure what I said about this game, but I know you said Houston. I think I said Houston.
We both said Houston.
Houston and UTSA triple overtime.
We both said Houston.
I don't remember if I don't know if I said it was going to be close. I don't try to sound like I'm full of myself, but I don't know if I said it was going to be close or not.
I don't think either one of us said it was going to be close. Personally, I know for a fact I said Houston big, because they're just one of those teams year in and year out that's just very competitive and very good. Didn't see that Saturday.
Gritty team.
Hey, well, three overtime victory is pretty gritty. I mean, that's a long game. So that takes a lot of energy.
Houston's always been one of those teams, too. They're not a –
can't overlook them.
Not
you can't. Over. And apparently UTSA is, too. So – or – whoever they played, I don't remember is it UTSA?
Yeah, UTSA.
Yeah, that's one of those teams from
before I jump into this next game. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that's one of those Conference USA teams that you just UTSA, they're gritty. You went to that game, UAB, UTSA, the championship game. That was a hard-fought game 2 years ago, so.
Well, it was to go to the championship, but yeah.
Whatever, that was the championship. UTSA blew out whoever they played. Was it? I don't remember who it was, but it was just a hard fought.
Yeah, I mean,
UAB tough
game. They're basically playing for the championship.
Yep, 100%.
And talk about skim over UAB real quick. UAB doing what they need to do. Conference USA is going to be a fun one to watch. So again, don't sleep on it.
It's going to be fun. It's UAB's last year there. I think you mentioned it. We didn't really touch on it. Big game Saturday for UAB, the Liberty. So. We'll talk about that in a minute, though.
North Carolina, App State.
What a game.
63-61.
Another good game.
I didn't watch it. I wasn't even aware of this, but Appalachian State scores 40 in the fourth quarter.
40 in the fourth, yeah. And at one point, I don't either, but at one point, I think North Carolina, I was like, okay, they won the game. And I look back, and it was like a one-score game. I was like, wait a minute. So, I don't
– I'm looking at the line on this game here. Appalachian State was favored by 3.
Interesting.
I don't know if App State's – I mean
– yeah, at the end of the third, I thought this game was over because it was 41-21. They were up 20 at the end of the third. I thought, okay, this game's over. And, yeah, 40 in the fourth quarter to make it a game. App State's good. I don't think they're another one of those teams you can't. They got a lot of fight in them and they know how to play. That's another thing we can talk. They got A&M this week, so that'd be interesting to look at what they just did to North Carolina. Because Texas A&M, who did they play?
I wanted to talk about.
Texas A&M played Sam Houston and only won 31-0. You should have won by more. That's not very impressive.
Yeah, they did not look impressive.
They did
I'm
go into a long delay, too.
Honestly.
Yeah, but they did go into a really long delay in that game. So, but I think that's why Appalachian State, Texas A&M is kind of intriguing to look at. A&M did not look impressive. Shutout wins always good, no matter who you play. So props to them there, but only putting up 31. That's not going to cut it, honestly.
No. So same thing with LSU. Like, our offense looked good at the end, though. I'll say that. Like, I think we should hold our heads up high. Because
no, you should.
We dug a hole. And was one extra point away from getting out of it.
Florida State was one or two plays from absolutely just burying LSU, and they LSU just fought.
Yeah.
I won't say that Florida State, it was bad play calling on some of it, but LSU, like you just said, just didn't give up on anything, and at the end it almost paid off. So LSU should not, like you said, they should keep their heads high, should not hold their heads low, and just go into this, go into next week, this coming up week, and just get a win. That's all you got to do this week. You're not playing a school that should threaten you. Just go out there, play your offense like you did at the end of the Florida State game. Put up 60 this week. Roll into Mississippi State looking and feeling good.
All right, that's perfect. Let's take it in the next week. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about LSU in a second, as in like right now, since we're on to the topic. Playing Southern, Brian Kelly's first home game. So it's damn near sold out.
Yeah, I was about to say,
for
is
our
it
first
sold out?
Home game against a less opponent. Probably won't try to embarrass, I say this and we lose, but hopefully we usually don't try to embarrass in-state schools like we do some other schools. Especially Southern being right down the road in Baton Rouge, we're not gonna run it up.
Well, see, I think that's important to note about most of these bigger schools, right? Alabama, LSU, typically you're not going to see them put up 70, 80 points. So it's just a respect.
Not on an in-state, especially on an in-state school.
Especially on an in-state.
Because most of these kids, they play with each other in high school, middle school. Like, they've been playing with each other.
I think it's just a respect thing coach to coach just to say, hey, we're going to stop at like 50.
That takes us right into the, I guess, ESPN's game of the week. Texas and Alabama game day, noon kickoff, noon Eastern.
There's just, you know, there's just nothing else available when they pick this.
I mean, it's they're going off the names, and there's not much to say about this game.
Big names, Texas, Alabama, Saban, Sarkisian.
99% of the country knows what's going to happen. That 1% is Texas that has false hope.
Well, I'll say this. A lot of Texas fans and a lot of stuff I've seen on social media, they kind of know. Like, it's just like, we're not there yet, you know, not to compete with Alabama. So,
Alabama's going to win by at least 3 touchdowns.
I think so. I think there's just the game day picked it because there's nothing else. The names of the programs, the coach, there's a lot of ties between the two programs. Texas has 2 or 3 players that transferred from Alabama last year. They've got the old offensive coordinator, Steve Sarkisian. There's a lot you can just tie between the two schools. So it makes it seem bigger than what it is. But like you said, it's probably going to be Bama by 17 to 24 points. Like, it's not going to be close.
I agree.
Maybe for a quarter and a half. Texas, usually with games like this, Texas, or just in general against Alabama, teams don't have the depth to fight for 4 quarters. Kind of helps when you're Alabama and you got 5-star after 5-star on your depth chart.
Correct.
I don't know any other games this week to talk about, though, because
it's
Cupcake
South Carolina, Arkansas opening. Okay. I got it. We got South Carolina, Arkansas opening conference play against each other.
Ooh, I did not know that game was
this week. I
probably
won't watch it. I mean, Arkansas should be handling business, in my opinion.
Where's the game at? Is it at Arkansas?
We are in Fayetteville, so.
Yeah. I think South Carolina looked good week one. I watched highlights. Didn't really see much. 35-14 over Georgia State. Spencer Rattler's first game. What did he do? Let's see what his stats were. 23 for 37, 227, a touchdown and 2 INTs. Okay, so he carried over his Big 12 tendencies, Oklahoma to South Carolina. So, yeah, I think Arkansas in Fayetteville, they're an 8-point favorite. I think I'd rock with them. I'd rock with them there. More than 8, though. Probably like 14. 2 scores. Is that an 11 a.m. kickoff?
I'm going to go back to LSU Florida State real quick. Just real quick. Jordan Travis, that was impressive. He made good throws when he needed to. That's it.
Good for him. Good job. Podcast, or did we just text about that? I don't remember. Because I know I texted sure and told you he's a solid quarterback. I know I texted and said that.
He made good decisions. Not like impressive, not bad. He made the throws when he needed to. That's all you need.
And hey, if we're gonna talk about playing a lesser opponent like LSU, when you're talking about the two quarterbacks in the LSU FSU game, those were two solid quarterbacks. Both of them looked really good.
I want to see Jaden Daniels have time to throw because he can sling it. He showed it on that last drive. He can sling it.
Just same issue Alabama.
And those
has
were great throws. Like front, he was putting it there.
Your offensive line it needs work. And you never know until you go into a game and you're not blocking the same guy that you blocked all summer. So it makes a big difference.
Yep, and like you said, LSU's got back-to-back weeks here to clean some stuff up before we go Mississippi State. Or no, we go Southern to Mississippi State. So we got a game to clean it up.
You got a game to get it cleaned
and
up, and I think
you have a chance to
perfect.
Make a statement on your season.
Next Wednesday when we talk about LSU Mississippi State, I think we got a good long talk about that because it's going to make or break their season.
We'll know a little bit more.
Yeah, and I think it'll make or break their season, honestly.
I know you brush on this game a little bit. It's going to be a good game, App State and A&M. Part of me is excited to watch this, see what A&M can do.
I'm excited to see
they got to prove something here.
Yeah, they got to prove a lot.
App State's giving up 63. You better score.
I need them to prove why they're the number six team in the country, because I think a lot of people are overlooking this. A&M's a 19-point favorite. It's going to be hard for App State, I think, to go into. Again, we need to mention App State was at home against UNC. They've got to come to Kyle Field, 230, SEC. Probably way better than North Carolina. Let's be honest here. So A&M, like you said, they gave up, or North Carolina gave up 63, or put up 63 on App State. I'm sorry. So you would really like to see A&M do that and a little more. So we'll just have to see because their offense did not look good last week.
And another good game here that also is not talked about is Tennessee and Pitt.
Ranked matchup, right? Tennessee squeaked in this week right at 24.
Yep.
24 versus 17.
Got a top 25 matchup here. Pitt's got another game at home.
Did Tennessee and Pitt not play last year?
Yeah, they did. They played. I think they played. They played at some point.
Yeah. Who do we remember who won that game?
Nope.
Well, I think it's going to be a good game.
See the last. Oh, they did play in 2021.
Yeah, that's when they had Kenny
Pickett.
It's
a home and home.
Yeah, so and then Pitt won 41-34. I'm gonna be honest here. This is a tough one to pick. Pitt's at home.
I'm going with Tennessee.
I think I want to go with Tennessee too.
I'm on the Big O train.
I like Tennessee. Really good against Ball State. Like I know it's Ball State, but they looked good.
We're talking about Tennessee too, so I want to see Tennessee. I know Tennessee, Alabama, but I want to see Tennessee do something.
Tennessee, Alabama, it's a rivalry, quote unquote.
I'm talking about you guys' rivalry and like how much you hate Tennessee.
I want to see Tennessee do something. But if you're a fan of the college football and you know you've got to play them, you want to see them roll in undefeated, so you can just be the ones that say, "Hey, we beat y'all." I've been waiting on Tennessee to start winning some games to finally be back to where they were in the '90s, but they never could get the wins. I think this win against Pitt kind of cements this. Hey, we can go 10-2. We could beat Georgia. Maybe not Georgia, but they could beat Florida. They could beat Kentucky. I think Georgia's head and shoulders above all of the SEC, really. I'd put them above Alabama right now currently. I don't think they're as neck and neck as I thought they were. We'll see as the weeks move on. But as of right now, Georgia's just head and shoulders above everybody.
There's a couple more decent games down the line here. Houston, Texas Tech.
I think the only reason that one's going to be – you're talking about that one is just because Houston struggled last
week. Tech's
going to
get blown out.
Tech, yeah. Who did Tech play week one? Nobody? Murray State 63-10.
No, but they
okay.
won.
They played Murray State 163-10. Where?
All right, Iowa State, Iowa.
Hold on, Texas Tech's at home. They're in luck.
They're
I don't
in
know,
it,
dude.
In Texas
yeah,
Tech.
I think I'm gonna rock Texas Tech. They're getting upset. I wouldn't call it an upset, but technically it would be. What was the one you just said?
Iowa, Iowa State. Always a great game.
Iowa didn't have any offense last week.
Two tough,
literally
teams.
Yeah,
they never have offense, but they always win this game. They're on a 6-win streak against Iowa State.
But let's just talk about last week. They played South Dakota State, won 7-3, no touchdowns scored, field goal and two safeties.
No touchdowns. I remember that. I remember seeing about that.
Yeah, no field goal. One field goal in the first quarter, a safety in the third, and a safety in the fourth to win the game. I guess they got a good defense. I mean, that's South Dakota State, though. That's a good FCS school. Iowa State beats Southeast Missouri State. I'm assuming that's what that is. I don't even know. 42-10. And you said Iowa's on a 6-game win streak in this series?
Yes.
And it's at Iowa. Give me Iowa. I think their defense is just going to be too much for Iowa State. And I think they'll figure out their offensive woes from last week. And they'll get a win.
You taking UAB?
That I wanted to talk about it. UAB Liberty, I think that's a big game for UAB. I don't know if I can pick them. Liberty's a good team.
I don't see them getting it done. I see UAB beating them.
You think so?
Yes.
Liberty's at home. UAB is a 7-point favorite, basically, though. UAB looked really good last week. I can't pick against them. I can't. I love UAB.
You're a fan or not, I don't know how you pick against them.
The story behind everything is just awesome, and graduating from there in 2021 and just going through the COVID years at UAB and just, you know, you're from Birmingham. It's just, it's awesome. It's just the community. They've wrapped themselves up in this team. And
all right.
So.
You want to move to the real game of the week?
It's Florida, Kentucky.
Oh, it is Florida and Kentucky. Gainesville's gonna be bumping because they just beat somewhat of a number 7 team. Kentucky's coming in ranked. Florida, this has been a good game the past few years. Florida, Kentucky's been really good.
This game is super important for Billy Napier.
I mean, if he gets this one, Florida's gonna start feeling good.
You win this game. You got South Florida next week, and then you got your next rivalry against Tennessee, and then you're cruising pretty much till you play LSU. So winning this game.
Well, we don't know. They could be cruising through LSU. We don't know yet.
Yeah, well, it's a robbery. You never know. You win this game against Kentucky. Really, for both teams, this game is critical
is
to their
huge.
Season. I mean, this early in the season, SEC East matchup, ranked in the top 20, like it. It's huge for both teams. I think for Napier, in terms of just getting a big win, and then on the Kentucky side, it's like Stoops has been working with that program for so long now. It's like, can we finally turn the corner and have a big win season? Because I think, honestly, the only team in the East that I think could give Georgia a good fight is Kentucky.
Take Kentucky over Florida?
I think I have to lean towards Florida in this game. You know what? Scratch that. Give me Kentucky. I think Florida's going to come in a little high off their win last week. I think they're, I think you're in for a good game, though. But I think Kentucky is the grittier team here. Yeah, give me Kentucky.
Yeah.
Go into Gainesville. Go into the swamp and get an upset.
I think Florida might get a little wake-up call.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you got to think, coming off a big win, quote-unquote big win, because I don't believe Utah was the number 7 team in the country, but still a big win, and now you've got to welcome in probably a team that's better than Utah, honestly. And like you said, it'll be a wake-up call. Because I think Kentucky's going to come out and punch him in the mouth.
I'm taking Florida at home.
Yeah, it's hard to pick that game. It's hard to go against Florida in the swamp, but I'm gonna do it just because I want to see Kentucky be successful. Yeah, that's why isn't game day going to that game? It's literally just because
it's not
Alabama,
Texas,
Texas.
Alabama.
Yeah, it's literally just the names of the schools.
All right, Baylor BYU here. Late night, nightcap ish.
Baylor. Easily Baylor.
Baylor.
By
Baylor
a lot.
Runs it.
Yeah, Baylor. They're a good team. They look really good.
Baylor's
last
solid.
Week.
Kinda
yeah.
Not talked about enough.
I think they're your Big 12
Oklahoma
champion.
Shadow.
Yeah, they're your Big 12
champion.
They are
my Big 12 champion.
I don't think.
So I'm going to be riding with Baylor all year.
Yep, they're my Big 12 champion. They're yours. I think there's not really a game on this schedule I look at and say they can't win. Obviously, Oklahoma State and Oklahoma, it's like, I can't. Yeah, it just Baylor just
but
looks
they,
too
they
good.
They can win.
Yeah, Baylor just looks too good.
And the nightcap, Mississippi State, Arizona. I don't know what's going to happen because I'm not staying up that late to watch a game. So,
what time is that game?
10 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
So they're in Arizona. So
10 o'clock. They're at Arizona. Mississippi State's favored by 10.
Yeah. So
I think for Arizona, stopping Mike Leach, they gave up 20 to San Diego State. And stopping Mike Leach is going to be a task. So I'll take Mississippi State. Mississippi State won by 49-23 last week against a solid Memphis team. So, yeah, Mississippi State's going to roll this week, leading up for a good matchup in week three.
All right, before we move on to a different sport, do you like the expansion?
Playoff
the expansion?
Playoff? Yeah, so I like it and I don't like it. I like that we're going to be getting more teams in. I don't like how basically the top seeds are—they don't get to play at home or do anything. You know, they automatically.
But you also get the bye. You get
yeah,
so
they get a bye into the
quarters.
I pulled
up the format. I got the format up. The four highest ranked conference champs will get the first round bye.
And I also think it's stupid since you just said conference champs that basically all power—I guess we're calling it the Power Six now. Conference champions
Power
are
six,
in.
That's correct.
They're automatically in. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I think that part's stupid too, because now I get okay. Just because they're automatically in doesn't mean they're the top six seeds, right? I get that, but you're basically leaving the other six seeds to. When you look at the rank, the AP poll right now, it pretty much resembles a playoff poll. It's got some similarities, but there's a lot of SEC, Big Ten, like there's a lot of teams from the same conference in there, and that's what you're trying to weed out.
I just don't want to hear anything when Georgia and Alabama are playing for the national championship every year still.
That's what I'm saying. Thing. Like expanding doesn't do much, right? You don't want another SEC or you don't want to see the SEC continue to win. Expanding just increases the SEC's chances because when you look at the top 25 right now, you got
well, the SEC could very well have four teams left.
Exactly. You're talking these now.
And ESPN is going to be high on this all year, talking about if the playoffs were in this year, these would be the teams playing. Yeah, it's going to be like that. I think it's good. The first rounds are going to be very, very fun to watch being on the. A home site. I think they did that very well.
Yeah, that's the part I do like. Like I said, the only thing that I don't like is all the conference champions getting in. I don't like that. And then I don't like how multiple teams from the same conference. It opens the door for that. I don't want to see four SEC teams in this 12-team playoff, and it's more than likely going to happen year in and year out because there's.
Do you think this is a shot to decrease everybody jumping conferences to create one big conference?
See, that's what I was going to get into, right? Texas and Oklahoma.
I think part of it.
SEC.
I think that's why they did it.
Yeah, Texas and Oklahoma are joining the SEC. Is it 2024?
Well, it could be as soon as next year.
Yeah, so, and then this playoff starts, like, the same, like...
As soon as 24.
Yeah, so,
no later than 26.
It, I think what we're getting to is just saying, forget the conferences, forget where you're located.
Play, put the 12 best teams in there.
Yeah, let's play 10 games every year or 12. I mean, that's what I'm wondering too. You expand it. Are you going to cut back on games? Because some of these teams are going to play a lot of games now. So
I don't think they cut back on games. These teams make plenty of money, especially now with NIL. They're not going to cut back on games.
That is true.
This is great for TV. There's going to be so much money from TV getting more games.
So basically, I think what we're getting into is you're going to play your 12 games. There's no conferences. You can schedule whoever you want to schedule, but know at the end of the year it's going to hurt you. Strength of schedule is going to play a huge part in this new way that they're trying to do things, right? Because if you do it with conferences, there's no, oh, well, we had to play this team. We had, you know. So do away with that. Schedule your 12 games, and then at the end of the year, the 12 best teams get in. I think that's
why they did the 24 or 26 to give teams time to figure out the logistics of everything.
Yeah, because I think once you start knocking conferences out of the question, right, you get it down to, okay, because obviously we're losing conferences, right? There's teams jumping this conference, that conferences are going to start disappearing. You're going to have huge conferences. Eventually, there's probably going to be like two conferences. It's probably going to be the South and the North, sadly. That sounds so bad, but that's probably what it's going to end up being. You're going to have this line across the states.
I mean, they're probably going to do North, South, East, West. Yeah.
But I think they want to get the two. I think they just want to get to two conferences. And then they want to expand the playoff to 16 and then 32, and like they want. Well, what is the FCS playoff like? Isn't it 32 teams?
Yeah,
I think that's
it's
what
either
they're
32
going
or 16.
I think that's what they're going for. And honestly, as a fan of the game at this point, if you're a fan of a team not Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, then you want to see this. And regardless of if you're a fan
you
of those
team
three,
a shot, at least he'll be on the stage. At least he'll be on the stage. You might not
right,
do it,
and,
but you'll be on the stage.
And like I said, and if you're a fan
you
of those
have a
three
chance.
Teams,
you have a
it
chance.
Doesn't affect you. You're still going to be competing year in and year out, so it doesn't really affect you. So
you're most likely going to be one of the top four teams anyways at the
exactly.
end.
Exactly. So I haven't seen too many people complaining social media-wise about this expansion. I think most people are praising it.
Most people are happy, yeah.
All right.
Talk about how the Braves are down half a game now.
Yeah. It went from a tie to a half a game. And speaking of the Braves, they're down 2-0 to the A's currently. Top of the fifth. Just now
top
starting.
Top of the fifth.
Well, no. Darno's on base. And never mind. It's tied. Vaughn Grissom just hit a home run. 2-2.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Hey, let's talk about since we're on the topic of baseball, how about these young prospects? The Braves, they brought up Michael Harris already.
Oh, the Braves
like
have farmed this.
And Vaughn Grissom coming in, he looks like a superstar. We got Ozzie Albies coming back off an injury. I said last week the Mets had the East. Looking like it's going to come down to that three-game series late in October or early October to determine this NL East.
And last year's is where the Braves shine, so I'm a Mets fan. I'm mad and worried.
This is the Braves have done something impressive. I mean, since June 1st, they are the MLB best 62-24. Best record in baseball for 3-plus months. They erased
a
10.5-game division deficit, and that was the Mets who posted over that same span of the Braves. They posted a 51-34 record. So, they're grinding.
There's his 10 games.
Yeah, so, but in that, since June 1st, the Braves have the best record. They have, they're tied for first in home runs, and they have the most ribbies. So, offensively, they're just doing it, and everybody knows the Braves defense. Dansby at shortstop, Riley at third. Their defense is solid, so.
You tell me who's pitching right now for the Braves?
Spencer Strider. right?
Spencer That's Strider.
That, exactly what I was talking about.
16 Ks last week.
Young prospects.
And that franchise record for the Braves, I don't know if anybody really knows the pitchers that the Braves have had, especially in the 90s. That's very, very, very impressive. Glavin, Maddox, Smoltz.
It's impressive. And
set the franchise record as a rookie. A rookie, by the way.
I was about to say, he's a rookie. He's 23 years old. He's literally, he's our age, and he's out here setting franchise records. It's impressive. And who was that against?
The Rockies.
Okay, so not. It'd be cool if it was against somebody that had a decent offense, but okay. Still, it's still a cool stat. Still a cool stat, yeah. Still very impressive.
Out of the 24 batters he faced, gave up 2 hits, struck out 16, no walks.
And the offense shined. It's easy to get 16 Ks when your teammates' bats are literally on fire.
So that's our pennant race update presented by ESPN.
We're not going to talk about any other baseball team because there's not much to talk about. Every other division, I mean, every other division is pretty much wrapped up, other than this probably the NL Central, right? Like, teams are kind of running away with stuff this time of the year.
All right, so tomorrow night NFL kicks off, big Thursday night game, arguably two of the best teams in the NFL, Bills and Rams, week one. Bills, everybody's high on the Bills right now. Maybe I've been sleeping in the offseason, but I just don't see the Bills the way other people do in the AFC. Maybe it's my Joe Burrow glasses, but...
Yeah, I mean, the Bills are a
good
team.
Who you want to take in this? You...
Tomorrow night, Bills, Rams. I'm going Bills. I think the Bills are.
I think the Bills
are the best team in the NFL currently. I really do. I think all around, offensive, defensively, they're really complete team.
Do you think they have their window?
Yeah, if they don't do it in the next year or two, win the Super Bowl, it's not happening. I do believe that.
I mean, this is we're in prime Josh Allen. Bills have a great defense.
That's what I'm saying. They're one, in my opinion, one of the most well-rounded teams in the NFL right now. I think you have to look at them.
This might be one of the best games of the week.
Bills, Rams, they win this game. And then they just got to take care of the Chiefs, man. They just can't figure out the Chiefs. That's all it is. I'll tell you who can figure out the Chiefs, though.
What are the games you want to pick here?
You know who can figure out the Chiefs?
Who's that?
Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow can figure out the Chiefs. What other games do
you want to
pick?
Joe Burrow can figure out anybody. Saints-Falcons, obviously.
Saints-Falcons. I saw a stat today that kind of surprised me. The Falcons are 7-1 against the Saints in opening weekend games. So that's kind of... interesting stat there.
Yeah, especially being in Atlanta. We got a new coach. We got a new look, but the analysts are real high on the Saints. I don't watch preseason, so I don't really know much.
The preseason doesn't matter either.
It doesn't matter to me, but everybody's pretty high up on the Saints.
Listen, just to throw a stat out there to prove preseason doesn't matter. There's a team that's been undefeated in the preseason for like I don't know how many years. It's the Ravens, and what have they done? So, there you go. Preseason doesn't matter.
I think it's the Browns or the Lions. Might have been the Browns went 4-0 the preseason and went 0-16.
Exactly.
Pretty sure it was the Browns.
Doesn't matter. So, anyways, to pick the game, we both went Bills, right, in the first one. So, this one, Saints-Falcons, I think we're both going Saints, even though I'm a Falcons fan. But like we discussed earlier, the Falcons roster, there's nothing there that's like, oh, what a great player. You know, got a lot of question marks, quarterback, running back, like just question marks all over the place. I do think the Falcons have a good defense. They got some good secondary players. So we'll just have to see how the game goes. But I think the Saints pull it out.
Yeah, Dennis Allen era opens up with a W in Atlanta. Big.
Which will be a big win, yeah.
Louisiana people need something. Louisiana people need something. It's always something with us, man. Niners and Bears, I don't know. They both suck, I think. I don't know. Niners are your NFC West. Steelers, Bengals.
Steelers, Bengals, yeah.
Yeah, I'm riding with Joe.
Yeah, I like Joe Burrow.
I'm not counting out the Steelers. I'm not saying the Steelers suck. I'm just saying I'm riding with Joe. I don't know how you go against Joe.
I think
it's a hard person.
It'd be impressive for the Steelers to go in and win this game, I think.
Especially on the road.
Yeah, that's why I say that. I think it'd be impressive. But in the end, Joe Burrow, just one of the better quarterbacks in the league right now. I won't say he's the best. He's up there, but I don't think he's the best.
I agree. He's not the best, but
he's top three.
He'll win you damn games that you don't have business winning.
He's top three. It's hard to say Joe Burrow is the best when you got guys like Mahomes and Josh Allen and stuff like that. But he's definitely up there. Oh my God, I didn't even think Herbert. I think Herbert surprised a lot of people too. He's on the Chargers, right?
Surprised
a lot
me.
Of people.
Yep. And I guess we'll have to talk about this one. Browns going to Carolina. Carolina starting Baker Mayfield, and I think Baker Mayfield has some bad blood.
I do.
Baker Mayfield is going to do what Baker Mayfield does and throw picks and lose a game.
Yeah, I think the Browns show that
you go
he's
pick
the
against
problem.
Your Panthers. You picked the Panthers to win the NFC South.
Yeah, I did, but I'm picking the Browns to win this game because I think the Browns. You brought it up already. I think the Browns are going to show that Baker Mayfield was the problem. Baker Mayfield is a good quarterback, but he's not great. If you take the 32 starting quarterbacks, he's probably 18, 19, 20. He's probably further back than that, honestly. So, yeah.
I'm not sure about this one. It sounds good. Colts and Texans.
Give me the Colts.
Matt Ryan's first game with a new team.
Yeah, give me Colts, Matt Ryan, new team. Jonathan Taylor.
I'll agree with you.
Probably Jonathan Taylor being one of the best running backs in the league. Probably him and Derrick Henry right now, the top two. I mean, I don't know how you.
I didn't realize there was a lot of division games this week.
Yeah, it's weird. It's really weird how they set everything up this year.
Yeah.
Like you said last week, the
Packers
NFL,
and
do what
Vikings. It's going to be a great game.
Better game than I think people think. Better game than what people think it's going
to
be.
Aaron Rodgers has something to prove. He's got to show something. He's got to show why he's the MVP, I think.
He's got more to prove than that.
Also got the Raiders and Chargers. Oh, I skipped the Chiefs and Cardinals. Could be a good game. I don't know.
It's going to be interesting to see the Chiefs offense without Cheetah.
Tyreek.
Yep. Yeah, without Cheetah. We'll see what they can do. You still got Pat Mahomes at quarterback. Yeah, you still got Mahomes at quarterback, so. You said Raiders, Chargers?
Yeah. Raiders? Yeah. Raiders aren't that bad.
They're not a pushover, but Chargers have one guy, so.
And then
we just talked about
these these Sunday night game and Monday night game. Bucks and Cowboys.
I don't
care who wins this game. I really don't. They can both lose. I want to see what Tom Brady's got in his 75th season.
Yeah, seriously. Retired, came back. Let's see what he's got.
This is 23rd, 22nd season.
I will say, he's been playing our whole lifetime, and he's been impressive to watch. You can say you hate him, winning all he's won, but it's impressive.
And then the Monday night game, I guess they did this on purpose too, as well. Broncos country.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
You know they did. They
against the Seahawks.
They set this up. I don't think there's any bad blood here, though.
I'll tell you right now, the Seahawks better not boo that man. He brought them a Super Bowl.
Yeah, if they boo him,
ought to be a tribute video and a standing ovation.
Honestly, you're not wrong. There shouldn't be anything. As a matter of fact, you're gonna make me what time? 7:15? I don't know if I'm watching that game. Some of us have to work the next
day. No, it's too late. Yeah, I sent you a link for our next topic. Are you taking the Broncos or Seahawks? I'm taking the Broncos.
I think I'm going to take the Broncos. I think they've built up a decent offensive squad. So, but I will say that the Seahawks have an advantage of the fact that Wilson was there for as long as he was there. So they know his tendencies, knows what he likes to do. The only thing they don't know is how he plays with these players. But I think I'm going to just take the Broncos anyways.
All right, on to the NASCARs. It's a good race last week. I know you didn't watch it.
I don't even know what I'm looking at right now.
But 43 and 3 are iconic numbers. It's the first time those numbers went back-to-back since 1999. Did you open up the standings here?
So you know what we're looking at? Yeah, I have them open.
All right, and then did you click the view playoff standings at the top?
View playoff standings. Oh, I did not.
They give you a better look at it.
Yeah, because that was confusing, dude. All
right, okay. You see your boy down there? Your boy's in the bottom.
Yeah. He got eliminated?
No, this is after...
After Bristol, oh, September 17th.
After
okay,
the 17th.
I see.
Yeah.
So he's got a. What does he need to do this next? What is that? The next race, the 17th. Dang, they get a good little.
No,
break.
The next race is Sunday.
Oh, so
no,
but it doesn't
Sunday.
Count. Towards.
It does
playoff?
Count.
Then why does it say?
So,
oh, so right, he has
let me break
two
this down for you.
He has 2 weeks to climb out of the.
There's three rounds. There's three races in each round.
Right.
Yeah.
I got
he
you.
He needs points.
So he's got 2 weeks to climb out of this. I got you. Okay.
I don't remember who all you picked.
I know I did. I know I picked Austin Dillon. I know I picked Logano. Did I pick Hamlin?
I think you picked Kyle Busch.
Yeah, I did pick Kyle Busch.
I think you did pick Hamlin.
I did pick Kyle Busch. I know I picked Kyle Busch. I know for a fact it was Austin Dillon, Kyle Busch, and Joey Logano, but I can't remember if it was Hamlin.
I think it was Hamlin. This episode
I will
went
literally,
by a lot faster than I thought it would.
I will literally... Well, that was at the very end of last week's episode, right? I will figure it out real quick so we can just know. Yeah, no, I think this episode
another thing
went
I wanted
because we were just... It was just a lot easier.
Another thing I want to talk about was the Broncos extending Russell Wilson.
Which I think is very smart.
Well, he hasn't played a game for you yet.
But go ahead and just lock him up.
But he's not in his prime anymore. It's a big extension, too.
You know who else isn't in their prime anymore and still looks very, very good? Tom Brady, so.
Tom Brady.
So
Broncos locked them up 5 years, $245 million. If he sucks, gets hurt, that's a big cap hit on the salary cap.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Well, I don't know how the cap space rules work and all that, but I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, me neither, because the Cowboys do whatever the hell they want. So that's going to bring us to the question of the week before we wrap up the show here. So, Dylan, tell me one adult thing you did this week.
Dang. Put me on the spot.
Dang, put you on the spot, huh?
Yeah,
all right, while you think about it, I will tell the listener. Or listeners. So on Friday, I went and renewed my registration for my vehicle. And I think that was a very adult thing to do. because I see people riding around with tags from 2020.
Can we talk about the fact that
and I'm not one of them.
You've been need to do it for the past month.
Oh yeah, but I didn't have time. Yeah, because I worked.
I was about to say I didn't do anything.
All right, give us an adult thing here. Come on.
Yeah, I didn't do anything, dude. I work and I come home and I eat and I go to bed. I go to bed early. How about that?
All right, that's very adult of you. That is very adult. Yeah. Like, you get off work, you're tired, you eat, you sleep, you do it all again for the rest of your life.
Wow, what a fun life.
All right, hooligans, if you want to tell us your adult thing of the week or anything else you want us to talk about on the show, because clearly we need more topics sometimes. This would be a great time for you guys to Twitter. It's in the bio. DMs are open. You can also leave an audio message on Anchor. I think I have it set up. I'll set it up anyways. Dylan, you have anything else to add?
So, yeah, no. So, nobody responded to last week's.
No one responded to our Roger Goodell. That's okay, because I wouldn't respond either, because we hit everything on the head.
Yeah, that we kind of answered that one well. This week's question's a little, like, just share something fun. Really, it doesn't have to be an
adult
thing.
Yeah, share something fun. We want to know about you guys listening. You know a little bit about us.
It doesn't have to be anything adult. It could just be...
it could be something you did.
Yeah,
how about that?
You bought something. You bought a new game, or you bought a new font. Who cares? It just anything.
Yeah, with that, we're going to wrap up episode 2 of Southern Sports Talk. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, you hooligans.